Music by the Italian organist, tenor, and composer Cristoforo Carassana, who lived from around 1640 until 1709. You were just listening to one of his delightful cantatas for the Nativity season. That was titled The Adoration of the Magi, and it was performed by members of I Turchini, conducted by Antonio Florio.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum.
Et exulta et spiritus meum.
Et exulta et spiritus meum.
In Deo terram meo solus adicare meo.
In nomine meo solus adicare.
Thank you.
That was the Magnificat on the second tone by the 17th century Hungarian composer Zacharias Zarevousius, who lived from 1605 until 1667. You heard members of Camerata Bratislava in that performance. Well, we will be going to some early Spanish music, kind of a tradition here on Classical Discoveries. I'll explain more about that in just a few minutes after our next selection, which is the motet Ad Gaudia Ad Jubila. This is by Maria Xaveria Perucona, who lived from around 1652 until 1709. She was a nun in Galeate, a town near her birthplace of Novara. In our performance, we hear members of Capella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith, and this is from a wonderful Tactus compact disc devoted to Christmas music from the convents. We listen now to music by Maria Xaveria Perucona.
Posso entrar, Thank you.
That was the motet Ad Gaudia Ad Jubila by Maria Xaveria Perucona, who lived from around 1652 until 1709 and was an Italian nun. In our performance, you heard members of Cappella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith, a Tactus compact disc. Well, we are going to move on now to some early Spanish music. For each of the 18 years, or the last 18 years, on one of my Christmas specials, I have included one of the several songs of Sybil I own in my collection, following the old tradition of presenting a Sevilla at Christmas Eve in some parts of the Iberian Peninsula. It was almost totally abandoned throughout Europe after the Council of Trent, but I am happy to say that in 2010 it was declared a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity by UNESCO. The prophetic Sybil tradition goes back to at least 3rd century Greece, when St. Augustine translated to Latin the anonymous poem, a prophecy describing the apocalypse that is attributed to ancient Greek Sybils, women that predicted the future and were considered oracles. The song of the Sybil is presented as a liturgical drama with lyrics as a Gregorian chant, and proceeds by alternating the refrain with numerous apocalyptic visions. The famous melody seems to have emerged around the 10th century. Increasingly, elaborate versions of the Song of Sybil appeared over the following centuries, and the melody was reused in the 13th century Cantiga de Santa Maria, Madre de Deus. Well, we are going to listen now to Sevilla la Valenciana. In our performance, Montserrat Figuerera sings the Song of Sybil and is joined by members of Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. We listen now to music from early Spain.
Thank you.
You were just listening to anonymous music from 16th century Spain. That was the Sevilla La Valenciana. In our performance, you heard Montserrat Figueras, who sang the song of Sybil. She was joined by members of Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall. And that was, again, music from 16th century Spain, anonymous music, and you heard it right here on WPRB. Really gorgeous stuff, and I've been playing one of those Sevillas, one of them, on one of my shows every year for 18 years. We move on now to the Magnificat on the first tone, a work in 12 parts by Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski, who lived from around 1600 until 1651. He is one of the most notable Polish composers of the 17th century and was a composer and musician in the Royal Chapel in Warsaw. In our performance, we hear members of Wesse Renaissance Bremen, conducted by Manfred Cordes. Music of Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski.
Magnificat.
Thank you.
Manfred Quartus just conducted the Magnificat on the first tone by Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski, who lived from around 1600 until 1651, and one of Poland's great composers from the 17th century.